got to start with the lemon bar, John. This is a process. You can't cut. You're skipping your first course. Your appetizer. You got to go appetizer, main dish, dessert. We got John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service came running up. He's been obviously listening to the broadcast because he came running up. Let's see. You eat with your ears.
I support that.
Broadcasting live from the Capitol Mall at 1700 West Washington, we're here to celebrate the birthday of the great state of Arizona. And we'll have all kind of activities going on here at the Capitol Museum. We're inviting you all down here to join us. We'll be broadcasting till 11. We're here with Miss Joni. Is Joni Simon?
You got it.
Miss Joni Simon. And your website?
JoniSimon.com.
All right. Our food blogger that's our guest this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, John Eisenhower, our certified arborist, is here. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about the trees that are located down here on the Capitol Mall. And in 9 and 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about the great historical events and the architectural history of the Capitol building itself, the things that have happened in the building that have made the great state of Arizona.
Now tell me about these tangerine squares that we had on the break. We were covering the salad, and we'll get to try that here at the break. But, man, those were
phenomenal.
They're all right.
Well, and those are – so whenever I make a recipe, I go through several iterations. Because if I'm going to publish something on my website, I want to make sure that when somebody's at home, even if they don't have, you know, super fancy equipment or all the experience in the world, that they could replicate what came out of my kitchen. And so I go through a lot of testing. So these are only the second test. So I got some other little tweaks to them. But so far, they're passable.
They were good. Oh, they were really good.
So they have Tangelo in them because I got a huge Tangelo tree. But that was a little too sweet. So, you know, you asked a great question. Did you add some lemon? And I did add just a little bit of lemon to add that little zing that you love in those bars.
Well, that was very good.
Thank you.
On to our bacon and eggs.
Yes. So I've got some friends. Well, we've got some mutual friends over at Hickman's Family Farms. And they said, hey, we would love to do some sort of quiche recipe for Valentine's Day. And I said, oh, that's, you know, hugs and quiches. I was like, oh, this is the food puns for days. We could have fun with this. So I went into the test kitchen and thought, well, bacon and eggs. I mean, what better classic combo for Valentine's
Day? Had that yesterday morning.
Yeah, exactly. They love each other. You love them. It's all perfect. So
especially went with a little toast and some honey.
Oh yeah, is that how you do it? A little honey is always good. So I figured, well, we'll do a little bacon and eggs quiche. But I am a sucker for a great homemade crust. Yeah, I'm getting the eye that's a good thing. Yeah, because you know, it's homemade crust is not necessarily as hard as people make it out to be. I think a lot of people get intimidated. They think, oh, I can't make crust, but it's super simple. Romy, have you made homemade pie crust before?
We don't do a lot of pies.
No?
No. Well, this may
On
be
principle?
Our encouragement to try. I don't know. We've just never... Rosie's dad's from Louisiana. There's not a lot of pies in Louisiana.
Are you kidding? Pecan pie.
Other
it's like
than
a
pecan.
Staple. So, yeah. Sweet potato pie.
You make a lot of gumbos, a lot of steaks.
No one would mistake our family as a baking family.
No. Your sister Nita got it.
Yeah.
But she was the only one.
About the only thing I bake is buttermilk biscuits on Sunday morning.
Well, those sound amazing. Do you have a secret recipe?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit of this and a little bit of that for about this long.
And a lot of love. Well, and that is, you know, that's the trick with cooking is the more that you cook something and the more you become familiar with your biscuit recipe or your pie crust recipe, the more times you make it, the better it gets because you understand more. You know what it's supposed to feel like and how it's supposed to work. So, but a basic pie crust, the secret is just making sure you have really cold butter when you put it all together. So you put butter and a little bit of flour and a little bit of salt and you throw that in your food processor. I have a food processor. If you don't, you can do it with a fork, but you just make sure to get those nice little butter granules and keep those firm enough. Throw some water in there. And then you just chill it and just make sure that that pie crust is nice and cold when it goes into the oven so that, you know, the butter really maintains its integrity because you don't want that butter to fall apart. So when you bite into this pie crust, The idea is that it's nice and flaky. I mean, again, you guys will be the test of that, but you want a nice flaky pie crust, which you really can't replicate.
Is your recipe for the crust on there as well?
It is as well.
Oh, great.
Yep, so it's in there. And then as far as what's in this, we've got a little bit of scallions, again, going with that seasonal produce.
Do you do the crust first and then put the rest of the ingredients in, or do you make the crust, put the ingredients, and do it all together?
Yep, great question. So you do the pie crust. Actually, what I do is I make the crust, you know, just the dough the night before, so it has a nice time to hang out in the refrigerator and settle down for. Then I roll that out, and then you bake it. And a lot of folks, you know, you can use, you put that pie crust around on your, you know, I've got my cute little, you know, pie crust
fluted
here.
Yep.
Yep, exactly. And so you put that all in there, and then you bake it off for just a couple minutes. But you want to make sure that you've got some sort of, whether I use garbanzo beans over a little parchment paper so that it doesn't rise, because you're going to see that that crust is going to start to puff up. So you want to keep that kind of down. So you bake it for about 20 minutes, and then it gets nice, a little bit of golden, and then you throw all those fillings and, of course, the great Hickman's eggs to add that nice, luxurious sort of quiche. But quiche is super simple. It's just eggs and a little bit of cream, and just, you know, get your whisk out and you feel like you're super fancy.
Any recipe that starts with butter is on the top of my list.
I support that. I know. Don't be afraid of butter, right?
You know, my mom has a couple dishes I really like, and I am not a good chef.
No.
I am a good copycat.
Okay.
You know, if I find something I like, I can copy it pretty close. But like you were talking about, sensing the taste and being able to compare, putting in the soy to do this to offset the lemon, and my palate isn't that sophisticated. I can't think through that. I have family members that can, but they fix something, I like it, I can copy it. And I had this recipe of mom's that I just loved, and we would copy it all the time, and it kind of kept getting farther and farther away from the original. And so I watched her cook it just recently, a few months ago, and we had gotten it down where it started with just a couple tablespoons of butter. I forgot she starts with 2 blocks of butter.
Sticks.
And in goes the butter.
She calls a stick a block, so that can be confusing sometimes. Yes, we've gotten in trouble.
It's Rosie on the House. If you have a question or like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348, or you can text your question to 411-923.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.